Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Lee, so we still have no crime.
Okay.
And no clear reason to have impeachment hearings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's not even clear why we're having impeachment hearings. I still cannot articulate that beyond the rage of the Democrat Party. But I cannot play this enough times today. I sat down. I was going to cut all this audio from Friday from Yovanovitch and all that kind of stuff to show you the absolute absurdity of the whole thing. And basically what it all but then I decided not to do that to you because there was really no point. What it all boiled down to was it hurt her feelings that she got fired. But what you got to know about that is that that was over 60 days before the Trump phone call with Zelensky.
Oh.
So she has no firsthand knowledge, no secondhand knowledge, or even thirdhand knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
She's got no fourthhand knowledge, and we could go on and on and on and on into infinity. Why did they talk to her? Honestly, I have no idea other than it's like they said, okay, give us a list of the last, people, the most recent people fired. And if they're disgruntled, we'll talk to them. Because that's what happened here. This is, I've been explaining, this is like if they went and found the most recent person fired by Entercom, the company we work for,
yeah,
and put him on national television and went, okay, so what do you think about the CEO?
Yeah.
What do you think? Think he should be fired? What are the odds going to be that the person's going to go, yeah. Well, do you know the CEO? Well, no. You ever talk to him? No.
No.
But you don't like him? No. Okay, good. Well, let's impeach the president. I mean, that's essentially what happened on Friday. You could have had this impeachment hearing in 30 seconds. Everything that you need to know is in this clip. This is Representative Chris Stewart on the Republican side to Yovanovitch.
Do you have any information regarding the president of the United States accepting any bribes?
No.
Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?
No.
Thank you. Thank you for answering that directly. The American people know this is nonsense. The American people know this is unfair.
Good night, everybody. We're done.
I mean, honest to God, after that, what is there to talk about? And all they talked about were her feelings.
Exactly. Yeah.
My feelings were hurt. I felt a little, threatened at times. And yeah, well, you feel a little threatened when you're about to lose your job, honey. And why might that have been justified? Now, that might have been an interesting topic.
Yes.
Had we expanded on it, as we should have, but did not. When you deliver a list of people who've committed crimes to the Ukraine prosecutor and you tell him not to prosecute these people, and he politely asks you if you've lost your mind and tells you to go with pound sand. Now, that's a thing. If you do that as an ambassador, that's worth firing you for.
I wonder if that hurt her feelings.
I don't know. Oh, and then she perjured herself, by the way. She said in her opening statement that the prosecutor had retracted that claim, that she showed up at his office with a list do not prosecute.
Right.
Mm-mm. No, he didn't retract it at all.
Hmm.
In fact, he doubled down on it over the weekend.
That's troubling.
Yeah. So she said that under oath. That was a lie. So, that's where we are right now. I mean, the utter pointlessness of this, and you've got Chris Wallace on Fox News. If you're not, you're not in tears after this, you're not alive. I don't care how she feels about being fired.
Yeah.
The president, it's his prerogative to fire people.
Yes.
That's what he does. We hired him to clean the swamp out. He's cleaning it out.
You want to talk to how many Bush administration folks were kicked out of office by the Obama administration?
Yeah, he went through and fired them all. And the left thought this was the most brilliant thing ever. The right does it. Trump does it. They're holding hearings for impeachment.
Yeah, exactly.
With no evidence of a crime.
Yeah.
Now, listen to Nancy Pelosi over the weekend. This is a fully loaded quote, okay?
Must we?
Yeah, no, because you're going to laugh.
Okay.
So remember last week she said bribery, right?
Yeah.
So she's asked about that over the weekend because, you know, they have no evidence of bribery of any kind, as we just heard. So, what about bribery, Nance? That going to hold up, you think? You think you're going to have actual articles of impeachment and vote on those?
You used the term bribery. And yeah, I was translating from the Latin. That was in the context of e pluribus unum from anyone. And so I said from anyone, quid pro quo, bribery.
What that is.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you expect that to be one of the articles?
I have no idea. There's not even a decision made to impeach the president. Mm-hmm. This is a finding of fact, unfolding of the truth, and then a decision will be made. And that is a decision that goes beyond me.
Well, you point out factually, right, that vote has not taken place to proceed necessarily with impeachment.
That is one of the most incoherent things I have heard in a long time. If Trump were to make a statement like that, they would be questioning his sanity, screaming for the 25th Amendment to be invoked.
Oh, yeah. That's completely loony. And by the way,
that is completely bat guano insane.
She didn't say that last week. She didn't say, I saw I meant e pluribus unum. No, I played that audio. No, you did not. She did not say. She said bribery. And her problem is she's got to walk back now because they have absolutely no proof of this, as I just played for you.
Yeah.
So she's got to walk back. Oh, that impeachment. No, silly. We're not really impeaching him. We're just kind of having some hearings. So you might not, vote to impeach. Well, no, you might not. That is a step back for her.
Yeah.
That's a step back. Okay, so the next, here's the next thing. And by the way, you laughed at exactly the same points I did when I was cutting this. I was dying laughing. I'm like, this woman is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Nance, the interviewer says, you might not vote to impeach?
But do you think you'll go through all of this and not vote to impeach the president?
That remains with the facts of the president has information that demonstrates his innocence in all of this, which we haven't seen. If he has information that is exculpatory, that means X, taking away culp of blame, then we look forward to seeing it.
Okay, so let me translate what she just said here, because she's a little nutty. We don't have any evidence of bribery, and we might not impeach. But even though we don't have any evidence of a crime, no evidence of bribery, really no evidence of anything, it remains, it's the president's job to prove he's innocent, even though we can't prove he's guilty.
And thank you for that Babel lesson 101 on Latin there, Nancy.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate that.
Good grief.
So this is the new legal standard in America. We have no evidence you committed a crime, but it's your responsibility to prove you're innocent.
You're innocent, exactly, which is the complete antithesis of the U.S. justice system.
Right, so I want everybody to go down right now to the Greenville Police Department and present evidence that you did not rob a bank.
Otherwise, you're going to have to be arrested and charged. You can't prove that you're innocent.
And we'll be investigating you. So everybody head on down there now. You need to present evidence that you have never committed a crime. Okay, this is how they do it in China, former USSR, places like that. This is bizarre.
I mean, you might as well take a pedestrian off the street of downtown Greenville and charge them with DUI and speeding, even though they weren't in a vehicle.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a small detail.
You've got to prove to us that you're innocent of the charges.
Even though we have no evidence against you. And if you don't prove that you're innocent, then that can be used against you as evidence of your guilt.
And folks, if you're afraid that President Trump is the crazy one, please defend these two pieces of audio from the Speaker of the House of Representatives you've just heard. That is absolutely, positively incoherent.
Yeah. See, but the problem is the people on the left, they haven't heard any of this. They don't actually know what's going on in their country. Oh, by the way, Democrats are beginning to turn on her. Democrats, mind you. I'm wondering if this week goes like last week, if she's going to be able to have the votes to impeach. Don't forget, 30 Democrats are in districts Trump won. Congressional districts Trump won. This is like asking somebody to commit political suicide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Nancy Pelosi's like, well, you know, bribery. We might not impeach president after. Wait, what? No, wait. Chris apparently is not just an English grammar Nazi. I did not know this. He is a Latin grammar Nazi. So here's what Pelosi said.
You used the term bribery. I was translating from the Latin. That was in the context of e pluribus unum, from any one. And so I said from any one, quid pro quo, bribery. Yeah, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you expect that to be one of the articles?
I have no idea. But there's not even a decision made.
Because you got nothing, honey. Okay, no, wait. Chris, no, you say she mistranslated that.
Yes, and I have to preface this by saying that I'm going based off of my seventh grade Latin class, which is when I took it. So it's just the very basic knowledge of Latin. There's more than most people would probably have. Quid pro quo does not translate to bribery in Latin. That's not the Latin for bribery.
She's speaking Democrat.
Quid pro quo means this for that, a thing for a thing. Pro is the word for, and quid and quo are similar words that mean things. So it's something for something. It's this for that. And it's ultimately the basis for commerce, whether it's barter or, you know, a money-based system like we use. It's giving somebody something to get something in return. That's all that quid pro quo is in the Latin. Now, we have used the term to mean, you know, underhanded dealings in our culture, but that's not strictly what the Latin words mean.
So in other words, she has no idea what she's talking about.
She's mistaken that quid pro quo is Latin for bribery. That's simply not true.
Okay. So we know that. Here's the other thing we know. Last week, we heard from CNN's Jeffrey Toobin that it's going to be hard to impeach the president if you have no evidence of any crimes. A pretty obvious thing that nobody else in the mainstream media seems to have grasped. Well, some of these Democrats from congressional districts that Trump won are beginning to grasp this concept. Here's Democrat Representative Van Drew of New Jersey on what his plans are.
I would imagine that I'll be voting no. Now, I always, you know, have a codicil if there's
no on impeachment. I always have a codicil that
something new, something we haven't heard, something that really rises to a level of treason or, you know, a high crime, that would be different. But we don't see that. We
right.
see little different variations, hearsay, discussions. Somebody heard something that somebody else said. Impeachment, you know, that our founding fathers had vigorous debates of whether they would even allow
right.
impeachment in the Constitution.
Yeah.
You don't disenfranchise voters, millions upon millions of voters.
Yeah.
Voters choose their leaders in America.
Okay, this is a Democrat who voted to go forward with these impeachment hearings. He continues. She hasn't. So, you know, are there other Democrats out there who think this is a little dicey?
There is some discussion among some of them, quietly, privately, of concern, certainly. I mean, what I'm hearing out in the street is, with most people, is they're kind of tired, they're kind of worn out, they're kind of bored, most folks, and they really want to move on, unless there's something new and amazing. We know the end game here.
Or do we know the end game? There's a great column in The Hill by Democrat Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor, Hillary supporter, all that kind of stuff. And he says, you know, this impeachment's super weird. Because when they did it to Nixon, at first there was not a lot of Republican support for this. It did not come out the gate well. And he said, you know, they had to spend months making the case, documenting it, to swing public opinion before they felt comfortable going forward with the impeachment, including, by the way, the ability for the president's attorneys to be present, to cross-examine. They're not allowing that. And he said it's awfully weird. He even questioned the way it's being doing. Is Nancy Pelosi trying to defeat impeachment by letting it implode on its own weight and ridiculousness? I mean, this is a liberal who's trying to understand, like, why would you do it this way? Why are you cramming all the impeachment hearings into next week? Got to get it done fast. For anybody who knows this, we don't have any evidence. Got to do it now. John Ratcliffe, who has a pretty high-level security clearance, being he's on the Intel Committee. Republican John Ratcliffe, former federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice, now Republican. How to take on that? That's very interesting. Why the Democrats are in such a hurry that even some on the left are questioning whether they'll even get to an impeachment vote. Here's his take.
The Democrats are racing to get through this impeachment as quickly as possible. That's why we have 8 witnesses and 5 hearings this week, and we're not doing any of the work, is because they know that that Inspector General report is likely to be damning about the origins of the 2016 investigation into the Trump campaign, the role that the Obama-Biden administration officials played in that.
Now that would make this whole bizarre spectacle make a lot of sense. It's not a real impeachment hearing. It's a desperation move.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a bloodbath out there, folks. Now, illegal immigrants, man, are out of control. This is how they're going to have us live. I can't even keep up with the bodies. Where do we begin? Let's start with Oregon. Sanctuary city policies kill again, advantage the illegal immigrants. Sheriff's deputies in Washington County, Oregon, just west of Portland, defied an ICE detainer and released an alleged illegal alien. He's an actual illegal alien. After he posted a $25,000 bond, Alejandro Maldonado Hernandez had originally been booked on charges of manslaughter, assault, and reckless driving after he plowed into a car while street racing, killing the other driver, which is like no big deal. Because, you know, in the Democrat hierarchy of things they value, it's illegal immigrant rights first, then human life second, and then Americans' lives third. What do you think the perp did? No, he disappeared. He arriba arriba on delay back to Mexico. And now three others are facing charges of hindering prosecution by assisting him in his escape. Total bloodbath. Next piece here. Let's go. This one breaks my heart. Illegal alien kills Vietnam veteran the day before Veterans Day. This is just going national right now, this story. An illegal alien living in Pennsylvania killed a Vietnam War veteran the day before Veterans Day. Yep, Nemias Perez Severiano, 31-year-old illegal immigrant and highly valuable future Democrat voter from Mexico, is accused of killing Samuel Jackson, a disabled 69-year-old who served as a Marine in the Vietnam War, the day before Veterans Day this year in Norristown, Pennsylvania. How'd that happen? By the way, Samuel Jackson's black. Like I said, just black lives are somewhere down there, like fourth or fifth under illegal immigrants' rights in terms of, you know, like priorities for the Democrats. On November 10th, police said Severino was driving drunk when he hit and killed Jackson before fleeing the scene of the accident. The illegal alien, according to CBS Philly, had been drinking for 5 hours at a nearby bar before the fatal crash. While at the bar, the illegal immigrant indicated he had consumed 7 to 8 Modelo beers. The arrest record stated Severiano informed the detectives that when he left the bar, he was a little drunk. Jackson's sister, Peggy Jackson, said her brother loved the Marines and was so proud to have served his country. His country betrayed him, let him down. This is disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. But I mean, it's just a blood trail. Well, here's the next one. Third, this is a headline, Washington Times. Third Seattle area murder tied to sanctuary city policy. Again, human life ranks below illegal immigrant rights to the Democrat Party in importance. I mean, this is a fact. I mean, that's not my opinion. This is a fact. Immigration officials have tied a third murder arrest in 2 months to sanctuary city policies in the Seattle area, saying an immigrant who was twice shielded from deportation by King County killed a man as he lay asleep in his home. The man, Julio Cruz Velasquez, who's in the U.S. illegally, is accused of killing Sam Nang Lam. Mr. Lam had immigrated to the U.S. legally. Thus, his life is not worth as much. Cruz Velasquez had an extensive rap sheet that includes charges of second-degree rape last year. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement tried to pick him up. When he bonded out for that, he's still awaiting trial. But they refused. They refused to honor the detainer. But we could have gotten him in January when he was arrested again. By the way, second-degree rape, ladies, just so you know, not a big deal. If it's an illegal immigrant potential future Democrat voter, not a big deal. Just lay back and enjoy it, really. Out in the community, he was arrested again on January 4th for drunken driving. ICE again slapped the detainer on because now he's a drunken rapist. Democrat voter. He's a drunken rapist future Democrat voter. But no. ICE put a detainer on him, King County, to fight it. They let him out. He also, in addition to that, has a domestic violence conviction and has faced charges of robbery, drug possession, and possession of stolen vehicle. But these are just small details to the Democrat Party that runs these areas. Local authorities each time failed to comply with the ICE detainer. So, he's just arrested again for murder. But, you know, it wasn't like a really serious murder. I wonder if they'll bond him out for that. We'll keep our eye on it. We'll keep our eye on it. Oh, do you have, my trolls are doubting me. They're saying I'm exaggerating. That if you're a Democrat, you have to apologize for valuing human life. Because human life is extremely secondary to the rights of Democrat voters to flout the law. Will you doubt me? Here you go. Listen to Michael Bloomberg. He's running for president now. Apologizing for saving lives this weekend. You got to apologize for this now if you want to run. Take a listen.
I was totally focused on saving lives, But as we know, good intentions aren't good enough.
Former NYPD.
That was Bloomberg apologizing for stop and frisk. We're going to get into that in a second. Where you now have to apologize for saving lives in the Democrat Party. Because life is cheap to the Democrats. Rape is cheap. No, it's just cheap. Their grievance groups' feelings come before human life. You know what? I'm going to get into the Bloomberg thing coming up in a minute. Because this apology was absolutely remarkable. Bloomberg and Giuliani together can take credit for a 75% drop in murder in New York. And most of the victims were black. But that's, we'd rather have dead black people than clean up crime. Texter writes, hey, Tara, call it what it is on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. That's 71307, by the way. Call it what it is. The Democrats are communists. Actions speak louder than words. Stalin acted like this. Another texter writes, why aren't these local officials charged and arrested? Oh, yeah. I got to get to that. Justice Department is now threatening to arrest some of these judges. They've already done one.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, I know I said I'd do the Bloomberg thing here, but I'm afraid I would give it short shrift because I don't have the space here to do it. I'm going to do it on the other side with Lee. Probably be more interesting to get Lee's take anyway. So I'm going to jump into this right now. This is where we are as a country, okay? An Oregon high school let their students walk out in protest because Chick-fil-A makes them feel unsafe. Headline in Red State, are we doomed? Quite possibly, yes. Somewhere around 100 students walked out of school in protest. I told you this is where this would go. All right, we had the anti-Semites with the March for Women. When they're not endorsing homophobic and anti-Semitic speech, coordinating your children in a walkout to protest their parents owning guns on school time. This happened all over the country, including here. And I said, listen, this is going to become a right. Every time anybody gets triggered, you're going to have to let them walk out of school. Here we go. Red State writes, there seems to have been quite the cultural shift. I can't imagine anyone in my high school feeling entitled enough to protest anything. We were in high school. Whatever they said, we did because we were in high school. But today's teens appear to have the power. This is the whole country, folks. You want to poop on a sidewalk? Oh, you're part of a Democrat privileged voting group that votes overwhelmingly Democrat? Feel free. You want to walk out because you're mad about the Chick-fil-A? Don't eat it. That's what we would have said a decade ago. Today, it's, oh, we got to walk out and honor their rights. Again, this is twice in the same calendar week. What have we seen? Start with the NFL. Well, Salvation Army is a Christian organization. Yeah, 40%, according to their own tally, of the people that they help, homeless people, people like that, are gay, bisexual, transgender. They don't discriminate when they're helping poor gay people. But just because they're Christian and might not endorse gay marriage explicitly, they cannot be seen in public at the halftime show on Thanksgiving Day unless they make a donation to the LGBTQ community. A large one. Can't appear in public, can't be seen to be Christian. Same thing with Chick-fil-A. There's that, you know, Christianity there, again, with the owners. This is insane. This is just nuts. Walk out, protest Chick-fil-A. Got to be kidding me. All right. Coming up on the show, we're going to get into the Bloomberg thing. What's fascinating about Bloomberg running, as he originally said he wasn't going to run, because he refused to apologize for being white male and enforcing the law. And what was the first thing he did publicly once he announced his run? Apology tour. Apology tour for focusing on saving lives. I apologize for that now, if you're a Democrat. This is where we are. This is where we are. It is absolute insanity. Meanwhile, got this going on. Did you see this? Headline, Department of Justice threatens to arrest Oregon judges who try to keep immigration agents from enforcing the law. This needs to happen. You cannot aid and abet illegal immigrants. And I'm sick and tired of watching arrests, including at, you know, factories where illegal immigrants work. No, look, don't get me wrong. I'm all for arresting the owners. In fact, I'd rather see them arrested than the illegals. Weren't for them, there wouldn't be illegals here. But if we're going to do that, if we're going to raid chicken processing plants and we're going to arrest illegals and the owners and the managers, then we ought to arrest the judges who let these illegals go when there's an ICE detainer. It's already happened. There was a case, and I didn't know this judge got arrested. Do you remember the case in California, the judge Tani Cantil Sayuke, who snuck the illegal immigrant out the back, like the back entrance that judges use to help the illegal immigrant avoid ICE? Arrested. Awesome. Awesome. Well, now it appears the Department of Justice, maybe, is threatening to arrest Oregon Supreme Court Justice Martha Walters. Do you know what she did? She issued an order last week effectively barring ICE from arresting illegals in courthouses. So you're thinking, wait, this judge just made law in Oregon? Yeah. Uh-huh. See, what had happened is in Oregon, they're ignoring the ICE detainers at the jails, right? They won't hand you over to ICE, even if you're, you know, a murderer, manslaughter, rape, whatever. They won't hand you over. So now ICE is trying to get them at the courthouse where they appear in public, right? Like they go for the bond hearing. You get free on bond. What are you going to do? Go out the door to your car or someone pick you up? They try to pick you up there. The judge has just decreed there shall be no ICE arrests at courthouses. Well, like what law? There is none. Anyway, Justice Department put out a statement essentially threatening to arrest judges who make laws interfering with the arrest of illegal immigrants. That'll be an interesting showdown. I hope they go through with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.